Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Is the tank empty or is the tank full? It's Sam Crowley, your host of the most beloved podcast. It's the Everyday Saturday show. Gas tanks. We all have them, right? In the car. How many cars you got? 7, 8, 9, 10. How many kids you got? Hey, that's a whole different story. Who'd ever thunk that in the year 2018, every kid over 16 had to have a car? Is it just me? My family, by the way, we don't. We're not that family. We have two cars. We have the Enclave and the Camry. The Enclave, we got to trade in. It's been 3 years. We have it on a lease. But my daughter turned 16. All of a sudden, yeah, Dad, I need a car. Now, she's not necessarily like that. She kind of floated it out there. Hey, you know, juniors don't take the bus anymore. I'm like, oh, really? That changed. How's that an unwritten rule? Yeah, they just... No, juniors or seniors ride the bus, Dad. I'm like, well, you will, or you'll get a ride. I'm happy to take you, which I've been doing every day her junior year, driving her to school. She gets a ride home from a friend. But, yeah, not so much, man. You should know by now, honey, at the Crowley House, we don't follow the herd. We just don't do it. I don't know. Maybe somebody can help me out. When did juniors in high school, everybody gets a car? Homie don't play that game. It ain't happening. Not on my watch. And not because I'm some turd. It's just, come on. Seriously? We're going to coddle these kids all the way till when does it stop? Do we just buy them stuff because they're friends? PS, PlayStations, Nintendo, Xbox, new cell phones every 2 years when the plan expires with your carrier, all that stuff. Get out of here. No way. It's a horrible lesson. But the car. I get back to the car. When the tank's low, you fuel it back up, you know? But boy, as human beings, when the hope tank is low, the motivational tank is low, the inspiration, we kind of just let it run out of gas, you know? I'm done. You're done with what? Tried that business, tried that thing, whatever it is that you tried, didn't work. So I'm just going to let it run out of gas. You're not going to put any fuel back in it. You're not going to pump a couple more bucks in there, or you're not going to go to another live event, or you're not going to record any more content. You're not going to try for any. You're not going to do any more prospecting to fill the pipeline with some leads. Remember when you used to have passion and you did it that way? That was putting the fuel back into the tank. It's no different when you drive in the car. You're never going to get anywhere if you don't have gas to put in the car to drive. We all know that. It sounds actually very silly to even communicate that. Hey, you're going to put gas in the car? Well, of course I'm going to put gas in the car. I got to go on a trip, right? I got to get to the store. Hey, you're going to launch that business. You're going to do that thing you've been looking to do. You're going to pump some prospecting into the pipeline. You're going to go network it. Nah, you'd let it die off. What, are you crazy? Yeah, I don't really have any much ambition. Well, yeah, why don't you go get some? That's the fuel that you got to pump in. Ambition. I'm not really inspired. Go get some. Go get some inspiration. Where can you get inspiration from? I draw mine from online sermons, T.D. Jakes, Stephen Furtick, Joel Osteen. I mean, I draw inspiration from all of them, as well as business leaders and teachers and coaches and podcasts. That's where I fill up my tank, because my tank gets low too. So does yours. But yet I'm surprised how many people will go an entire week, months even, some, yeah, even sadly enough, they'll go years without filling up the tank. I don't get that. Because they would never allow their car to run out of gas, but yet they'll let their dream run out of gas. They'll let everything that they've got inside their mind, that thing that's been stirring up inside of them for the past 2, 3, 5 years, just let it die and just settle. They'll end up taking a bus with everybody else to Averageville. you know, to just settle for mass transportation, the same mode of transportation everybody else is taking. They just let their car die on the side of the road and just never went back to get it. You know, there's a funny story with that. When I was living in West Palm Beach in 1988, the very first car I ever bought was a 1976 Toyota Corolla orange stick shift, 5-speed, 6-shift, 225,000 miles on it. And I drove it because I was taking the bus to work at the menswear store every day at the Palm Beach Mall selling suits. Actually, they wouldn't let me sell suits. I just went in and actually I counted the suits when we opened up the store, and I was not allowed to wait on anybody. And then I left at like 3 o'clock. So I worked 6 hours and stood around. The base, I'm not even kidding, wore the same outfit every day. Well, I had two shirts. One was pink with the white collar, and one was blue with the white collar. Do you know that look? Remember that look back in the 80s? I don't think anybody wears that anymore. You got the solid collar with the white tab, the solid shirt with the white tab collar. Yeah, I was sporting that look with a pair of gray Dockers and Docksiders, whatever they're called, boat shoes type thing. Wore it every day because I didn't have any clothes. I was living in the ghetto in West Palm Beach, taking the bus to work every day, before I became famous. And so when I did that, I took the bus, and then I bought my first car. I saw an ad in the Palm Beach Post, 1988. I think it was November of 88, and I had $400 cash. I think I had $470 under my bed. I gave $400 cash to this guy, drove it home, and then in an absolute monsoon rainstorm, Friday night at 5 o'clock on Okeechobee Boulevard, which is like the main drag in West Palm Beach, there was just the skies opened up, one of those South Florida rainstorms. Like within 20 minutes, the road was just one big lake, you know? And my car died. Ran out of gas. It just ran out of gas. And so I got out of the car, left the keys in it. It wouldn't start. And I just left it there and never went back to get it and just walked home. It had to have been 4 miles. And I mean, when I got home, I looked like a wet rat. Like, just got out of a lake. It was horrible. But I just left it there. I was done. It had 226,000 miles on it, probably. And it was dead. I didn't even care. Left it there. Went and bought an 86 Celica. And, I was styling then because I became a stockbroker at the same time. So, you know, and I say that saying I made $800 a month as a stockbroker. Don't even get me started on that story. Cold calling for senior brokers, making 400 outbound calls a day. Starting on the East Coast at 8 a.m., New York, Philly, Delaware, Virginia, ending up on the West Coast, California, Arizona, all of that at 10 o'clock at night because they were 3 hours behind, prospecting, cold calling for senior brokers, making a whopping $800 a month. But my car payment was only $230 a month. So, hey, what else did I need at the age of 20 years old? What was the point in all that? I let that car die. I just ran out of gas or whatever it did, ran out of something. I didn't even care. I'm done. I moved on. But I moved on. I moved up. I let that part of my life die. I moved up. I didn't let my dream die and then just go back to I was always moving up, always moving up. I would let the old me die, the old job die, the old thing die, the old thing keeping me down die. Just I'd let it go, man. It had its day. It ran its course. What's going on in your life right now that you just like to see that thing just die off, man? That I had that. Those group of friends, I'm done with them. You know, that relationship, I'm done. That thing I tried, I'm done. But you don't let your dream die. You always let things die off like in the wintertime. You know they're going to grow back at some point, but they're done. They're done. They're the flowers, the trees, whatever they are, they go away. They'll come back blossoming, growing, taller than ever. See, there's a double-edged sword to this thing, man. Some people let their dream die, and they just go and jump on that mass transit bus with everybody else going to a dead-end place where everything just goes to die. Other people, this is the positive connotation, refuel. They use that as an opportunity to refuel in a different area of their life with physical fitness, relationships, finances, all that, and they come back better than ever. They let that 76 Corolla die in that monsoon and upgrade to the Celica. Just always be growing, man. It's okay to let something dead go away, but it's not okay to let your dream go away. That would be horrible. You get one life. You get one shot. Why do you want the one thing to get you excited to go away? That's the one thing you got to refuel, baby. Keep the fuel in the tank. No different than you would never let your main source of transportation run out of fuel. Don't let the dream run out of fuel. Fuel being inspiration, motivation, hope, all of that, man. Whatever gets you going, fuel it back up. You'll get there. All right, Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.